Joel, take your seats.
You'll get by with a little help from John Lennon. It's Questions for Lennon.
Okay, welcome to Questions for Lennon, the advice podcast where we answer questions emailed in from our listeners. I'm your host, European rock and roll guitarist John Lennon. Folks, we got a great show today. An old musician friend of mine is here, and I'm just going to bring him out because I want him to, you know, tell his story because he's got such a great one. He's a fellow musician. He's known for nutrition. He's here on a mission. Folks, it's James Brown.
Hey!
James, how are you?
Ah!
you got your foot stuck in the door. Come on in.
I have a foot stuck.
Pull it out. Yeah, okay, now you're in.
Got it out.
You got... James, before you continue, I got to say, you've got one of those voices that when you do that, when you make your grunts... So what do you call them? Soul grunts?
Soul grunts.
It makes you other people want to do it.
Soul grunts. Check out my breakfast cereal. It's coming out at the beginning of next year. It's called Soul Grunts.
So now Soul Grunts is going to be just a regular put the milk in the cereal type thing.
You put the milk in the bowl.
It's not a hot cereal.
Nope. Cold cereal.
Now, let me ask you something, James.
Yeah.
How the hell have you been?
Oh, I've been good. I've been good, John. How about yourself?
I've been very good. I'm here in L.A. again. I just took my, cross-country trip, as I always do for the podcast.
Cross-country? Where you go?
Well, I live, in New York City.
Oh.
So to get out here, I get in my RV, and I just hightail it as fast as I can.
Living in America.
That's right. It's a good way to see the country.
Living in New York City.
Yeah, where are you living these days? Now, you were dead for a little bit.
I was dead. I came back.
Yeah, well.
Had to come back.
It's easy to do.
Donald Trump, man. Had to come back with Donald Trump.
Right.
Had to see what he's all about, baby.
It's a scene.
President. Living in the White House.
You can't believe it.
Can't believe it.
You can't.
I had to come back from the grave. I had to see it for myself.
Now, did you vote?
I'm going to vote. Yeah, I voted for him.
Yeah, now here's my question, though, because I don't vote because I'm not from this country.
Oh, yeah, don't do that. That's traitor. You're going to be, that's treason. Treason! Treason!
So when you go and vote, do people recognize you?
They look at me and they say, oh, who's that over there? And I say, it's me. I'm real.
And then you moonwalk.
Yeah, moonwalk out of there like Michael Jackson.
Did you teach him, Michael, how to moonwalk?
No, I taught Michael Jackson how to do something else. You see, Michael Jackson, pants always too long for his legs. And so I taught Michael.
I remember seeing early Michael Jackson. They were about a foot off his foot.
And I had to teach him how to take his pants to the garage, and I put him on the sewing machine. And,
out to the garage. Oh, the sewing machine's in the garage.
Yeah, the sewing machine's in the garage. Can't keep a sewing machine in the house. Bad luck.
Is that true?
Yeah, you didn't know?
I did not know that. Of what sort of lore is that from?
Voodoo.
Really?
That voodoo that you do, James. John. That's me.
Yeah, let me put this mirror. I should be holding this mirror up in front of you.
Yes, yeah. Put the mirror up in front of me.
I don't
got
know
to kiss
why.
Myself.
Yeah. Well, that's what I thought maybe you wanted to do.
Yes.
So, hey, not me. I moved the mirror. So you met Michael Jackson and you said, the pants are too long. Come out to my garage.
Come out to my garage, Michael.
Did you both moonwalk back there?
Yes, we did. We did a little salsa shake all the way to the garage.
It'll be interesting
just come
to
back
see
from
you
Montenegro.
Two. Really? What were you doing there?
Dancing.
Where is that?
Montenegro?
Yeah.
It's out there. It's far away, baby.
I knew it.
It's a long boat ride to Montenegro.
Montenegro is one of those places, you're on a long boat ride and you're there and just I don't care where we are. We're just there. Jesus.
I slept the whole time.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
How long was that?
Oh, a long time. I slept at least about 16, 17 hours. I couldn't wake up.
Straight through
the trip.
God.
Got on the boat, went straight to bed, woke up in Montenegro. Aye, aye.
I envy someone who could sleep that long. These days, I'm lucky if I get 3 hours of sleep a night.
Really?
I play so much Fortnite, I can't believe it.
Oh, you play the Fortnite?
I'm terrible.
I'm not good at it either.
I want to get that out there to anyone listening who wants to, I guess, challenge me at Fortnite. You're going to win.
Add me on PlayStation.
You what?
At King of Soul.
Yeah.
King of Soul 32.
Right.
And we can play Fortnite together.
Why did you pick 32? Because of LeBron James?
No. That's 23.
Yeah, but didn't he used to be 32?
No, that's Magic Johnson.
I thought he was 32 when he was in Cleveland.
He's never 32.
What was he in Cleveland?
23.
Jeez, you know what the
23.
Problem is?
23.
Usually when I watch basketball, I stand on my head.
Ah, yeah, so everything is upside down.
So it would have been, what, 35?
Yeah, 53. 50 backwards, 8. All right, 8 can't be backwards, the same on both sides.
But you can put it on its side, and it's all the numbers. It's every number.
Yeah, it's every number.
It's infinity, baby.
Yes.
Now, when you just said 23 like that, that sounded really good.
23!
Yeah, like that's good. When you get the, that's great. I love it. Yeah, so I'm terrible at Fortnite is the point I want to make. That's the point I want to make about this whole podcast, this whole episode. I'm glad we got to it early.
I'm glad too.
Now, where are you living these days?
Well, you know, I'm living here and there. I got me a big old nice house down in Augusta, Georgia.
Yeah.
That's where I'm from.
Yeah, a big peach fan.
Big peach. Big Georgia peach fan.
Yeah, how big are the peaches down there?
Yeah, huge.
Yeah, big as a baseball? Or are we talking bowling ball?
Much bigger than that.
Much bigger than bowling?
Yeah, yeah.
Peaches
down there are about the size of small baby pigs.
Really?
And you hold them, and you bite into them, and they're juicy.
Right.
And you bring them to your face and take a big bite.
Uh-huh.
And
Hold on. Slow down. I want to write some of this down.
Yeah, please. Get this down here, because I don't teach everybody this.
And I would recommend all the listeners to grab your sharpies and pieces of paper and
take
do it
as
well.
Take a big old peach. You ever see, I'm also a big fan of the Rockford peaches. I used to go to a lot of their games.
Yeah.
Back in the 1930s. And, you take a big old peach and you bite into it and the juice run down your arm. And see, what you do is you have to lick from your elbow all the way back up to your hand.
Uh-huh.
And get all that good juice.
Right.
Peach juice. Aye, aye.
James, when did we meet?
We met London, England.
Right.
1964.
Uh-huh. Yeah, now I remember this. Now I'm remembering. I just couldn't place it. No, London, England.
Yeah.
You and I were both dressed up as some of the guards with the big furry hats.
Yeah, we were. We're both trying to trick the tourists.
Right.
Who over there. And then, see, so most of the time, those guards aren't supposed to say nothing.
Right.
You know?
And they're certainly not supposed to grunt, and I shouldn't have had my guitar. That got everyone tipped off.
That was confusing. Yeah. But then me, when they come up to me, and I would just go, aye.
Right.
And they'd be like, hold on now.
Wait a minute, you're not even supposed to say anything.
Exactly.
You're not supposed to approach me.
Exactly.
You shouldn't be, spinning around on your heels.
Very true. Very true. All these things are true. So that's when we met.
Right.
And you looked at me and you said, hey, you play music? And I said, why, yes, I do. And I looked at you and said, hey, you play music? And you said...
I said, no, I don't, but I'd love to, because I was lying.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't think you knew who I was.
Yeah. And that's why I still don't trust you to this day.
Right. I like to do little tricks like that. You know, if someone says, how are you feeling? I say, terrible. But I feel great.
Yeah.
Just so I can then go, gotcha.
The first impression is the lasting one.
Right, right.
The first impression you made on me was to lie to me.
Right, right.
Lie to me. Lie to me.
Let me ask you a serious question.
Mm-hmm.
When you're grunting like that, or mm-hmm. you're finishing a sentence, and then you sing it again.
Mm-hmm.
Does it get distracting?
No.
To yourself?
It's how I keep my thoughts in line. It's like a file cabinet.
Oh, that's an interesting idea, because my thoughts are everywhere.
Yeah. My thoughts are very concise.
Because I'll finish the sentence, mm-hmm. and then my brain's gone.
Yeah.
But for you...
Yeah. So I finish a sentence, like as when I'm eating my breakfast cereal.
Right.
I take a bite, and I go, okay, let's start my schedule for the day. I got to go to the grocery store. Hey! Now I remember. That's locked in right there.
That's locked in. The eye is the sort of click.
Yeah.
Click into place.
Mm-hmm. Every time I put my keys in my door at my house, instead of going, it goes, aye.
That costs a lot. I've looked into something like that. I want to have a lock in my house where you turn it and it plays Yellow Submarine, the mm-hmm. full version,
yeah.
before you can even get in the house. But it was way too expensive.
Yeah.
Just to get the rights to the song was too expensive.
You got
to
spend money, make money, John.
I know, but here's the thing, though. I'd be spending that money to make what money? How does that make me money? I guess I could have people come over and look at it and take pictures and charge them for the pictures.
Yeah. You give everybody a key to your house. You charge them $5.
Right.
Everybody gets a $5 key to your house.
Right.
They can come to your house anytime they want to.
Anytime they want.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that would be problematic for me.
Yeah.
Because, like I said, I'm getting no sleep. I have these people coming into my house all the time.
But, hey, you got killed on the outside of your house, not the inside.
That's a good point. But, tricks on him, I'm back.
Exactly.
I'm back, baby.
Ooh-ee.
Louis, ooh, I don't dress like Buddy Holly. Did you ever meet Buddy Holly?
I met Buddy Holly.
Right.
It was very weird. He had just got done doing the show. And he said, James, I ain't got much time to talk, baby. I got to take a flight. And
oh,
I said,
boy.
Ooh, but the weather's choppy out there, baby.
That flight ain't right.
And he got on it anyway.
Right.
And he landed safely.
Oh, thank God.
But then when he got there, he tripped on a banana peel, hurt his head real bad.
So that wasn't the infamous flight.
No.
Let me ask you a question about him. I heard this rumor about Buddy Holly. You know, these Hollywood rumors.
What's that, John?
Music rumors flying all over the place. There were no lenses in those glasses he wore.
Really? No. See,
is that true?
Buddy Holly was a hipster.
He was hip.
Mm-hmm.
He was the original hipster.
He went to the movies, got some 3D glasses, popped the lenses out. Took a black Sharpie marker.
Right.
Covered over the real 3D logo.
That wasn't even, they weren't plastic glasses. Those were paper glasses.
Mm-hmm.
God, jeez. He tricked us all.
He tricked us all, baby.
And now we're all going out, you know, all the hipsters of the world going out and buying these, you know, $100 pairs of glasses. I want to look like Buddy Holly.
Mm-hmm.
Well, okay, just go to the movie theater.
All the kids nowadays. That's all they say. I walk down the streets. People look at me and say, James. I say, what? They say, I want to look like Buddy Holly. I say, how you know who that is?
They say, we've got the internet on every single piece of equipment we own.
And all I do is...
The fuck are you talking about?
My nose starts bleeding every time I think about it.
Every time you think about Buddy Holly? You handle your fame. When you're out and about, someone says, hey, James, you say, hey.
Mm-hmm.
You don't say, that's not me.
No, I don't say that.
You say, hey, come on, let's hang for a bit.
Yeah. They say, hey,
I'm
James.
The same
I say,
way.
Hey, what? They said, let me walk with you. I said, okay.
Let me walk with you. Let me talk with you.
And I said, hi!
How long do these conversations last? It seems like the type of thing, if someone's walking with you and you're screaming and grunting at them, they might say, you know, this is good. They're great. Nice to meet you. Bye.
Yeah, it's sort of a defense mechanism.
Oh.
It's like my quills. Porcupine!
That's true. I do like that. You come up with something, an idea, and then your brain goes right to what the quills are from. And you scream that out.
Yeah.
I'm with my, you know, my fans and stuff on the street. I'll talk to them. My whole thing is come up and talk to me on the street if you want. I'll write you a song.
Yeah.
I'll do anything. Just don't ever tell. And I've said this before, but it's worth repeating. Don't ever tell Yoko Ono I'm alive.
Oh, yeah.
Because I don't want to give the beret back that I borrowed from her all those years ago.
Mm-hmm.
It's a nice black beret. It fits me just, you know. More perfect than perfect.
Is that it over in the corner over there?
Yeah, I keep it over there on the ground in
the
corner.
Let's see it. Let's put it on.
Let me see. Oh, hold on. It's dusty as hell. Jeez, I haven't worn this since May.
Oh, look at that there. Get up.
I think this is pretty good.
That's a nice beret.
It reminds me. It's a nice black beret, and it looks like the top of a little acorn. Perfectly.
Yeah.
It's good.
You look like a sex machine, man.
Hey, coming from JB.
The sex machine.
Let me, I want to clear up this rumor. Who gave you that nickname?
The sex machine?
Yeah, was that yourself? Or was that somebody gave that to you?
Well, see, here's what happened. You see, in 1965.
It's a great time for you.
Yeah, but perfect years. 1965, I got into a little accident. I was.
Oh my God, are you all right?
I am now.
Whew, thank God.
I was fully wrecked, and I was loading some clothes into the washing machine.
Uh-huh.
And I accidentally slammed my fully erect penis into the washing machine.
I thought you said fully erect. I couldn't catch it. And then
certainly.
I thought you said fully wrecked, and I said, maybe that's he's saying he was drunk or something.
No, I was fully erect.
A wreck.
I'm hot!
Oh.
Yeah, I was then.
Right.
1965. And so I slammed my penis right into this washing machine.
Ouch.
And some of the shrapnel got into my penis.
So the machine exploded?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Wait, all right. You don't have to say the brand here on the air, but...
Maytag!
Okay, folks, be careful. They probably changed their ways since 1965, but still, that's not a good history.
It was an older one.
It was this older version in 1965.
It was 1965. I say I got that one. That was November 1965. I say I got that machine in May.
It wasn't May.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, I feel bad for you.
But it's fine.
It's fine
turned
now.
Me into a sex machine, man. I was ready to get up and do my thing.
So, wait a minute. You're a sex machine because you've got metal in your body?
Yes.
So, you're part machine.
Part machine.
This is crazy.
Like Hancock.
Hey, no spoilers. I didn't finish that movie.
You gotta watch it, baby.
I just got through the opening credits, and I said I put it on pause.
You fell asleep?
I fell right asleep.
I understand.
But out of respect for the filmmaker, I didn't want to keep going. That's Will Smith, right?
Mm-hmm.
Good. Good for him. Did you like Suicide Squad?
No.
Me neither.
Did not like it at all.
Not one bit of it.
One of my least favorite movies.
Of all time?
All time, baby. I don't like when somebody calls out the name of the movie inside the movie.
Somebody said, where the Suicide Squad?
What was this, some kind of Suicide Squad? As I got up and walked out of the theater, said, I'm going to go back to heaven.
And you, I do want to ask you, because people ask me all the time, how did I come back to life? It's an old story. I was dead in the ground for about 4 years, decided to come back alive because I wanted to do more stuff. Anyone can do it. When did you decide?
Yeah, see,
how did it go?
I died Christmas 2005. And in 2008, Barack Obama got elected. I said, not impressed.
I forgot you died on Christmas. That's awful.
Christmas
oh,
Day.
Oh, I remember that news coming through and being like, that's, oh boy.
Christmas Day 2005.
Oh.
I kicked the bucket. And then I decided to come back 2016. Donald Trump. Want to see what he's all about?
Right.
See what he's all about. And I came back, got up, dust myself off. I said, hey, dust myself. Yay! I'm alive. Hey! And I was right out of the dirt.
How long do you think you could go with a sort of a freeform grunting and talking and doing your thing?
Well, minutes.
Minutes?
You won't see me do my thing.
Yeah.
I said, John, you won't see me do my thing.
Yeah.
I'm ready to do my thing, man. You know, like a real sex machine, man.
Boop, 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 boop.
I get up. Get on up. I get up. Get on up. Get. I. Ooh, yeah. Cock a joint. Got that. One stroke. Two stroke.
Well, James, what do you think? Should we get in some of these questions?
Let's get into it, man.
All right. Let's do it. First question. Let's see if we can help these people. Dear John and guest, that's you.
You.
What are your best tips for teaching rules to toddlers? This parenting game is hard. What worked for you and Yoko? All the best. Tina B. Tina B, spelled, and not just Tina and the letter B. B-E-E.
Ah.
So that's something.
That's something right there.
If your last name is B, that's I do not envy you.
If my last name was B, I'd change my first name to spelling.
That's good. I would change it to Queen.
Ah.
Queen B. Well, you know, I had a run-in with a B recently. That's what I say. I'm not a big B fan because, you know, I've been stung a bunch of times and I hate it. The other day I was going into my RV and I put my hand on the, what do you call it to get into the door?
Doorknob.
That's right. And right underneath it was a bee.
Really?
I put my hand on it.
Oh, that's a handle.
It's a handle. And I said to myself, it was down there, and I thought, I can feel it. This is a bee. I better not put too much pressure on it. And the bee, I could hear him. Don't you put pressure on me, man. You'll squish me.
Oh, no.
And he didn't sting me.
No.
Which I respect, because they sting themselves, they're dead. I mean, they sting someone, they're dead.
Yeah. Sting myself.
He opened his mouth. He bit me just a little bit.
Nope.
And it didn't break the skin, but he was just showing me, hey, man, I got you right here. I can bite all the way through or I can sting you. Get the hell out of here.
I'm assuming that being bitten by a bee is better than being stung by a bee.
It is. It's much better, but it still hurts.
Small teeth.
They've got the smallest teeth. A dentist friend of mine, I was talking to him at a cocktail party.
Dang.
And I cornered him, and he does not like me. Because I'm one of these guys who goes crazy with candy and on Halloween, Valentine's Day. And he says, you're doing a number on your teeth. I said, fuck you. It's my life. It's my mouth. I cornered him. I said, what animal's got the smallest teeth? Is it the ant? And he said, John, ants don't have teeth. And I said, all right, well, you're so hot shot. Who is it? Bees.
B's got the smallest
teeth on a bee.
B's got the smallest teeth. Ba-da. I said, B's got the smallest Ba-da. Teeth in bees. Small teeth. Ay, ay.
All right. Well, Tina wants to know about what's the best tips for teaching rules to toddlers? Parenting aim is hard. You're a parent.
I do.
You're apparently a parent.
Apparently a parent.
Hey, I do. That might be a good book to write for new parents.
They have 14 kids.
Yeah.
All of them the same exact age.
Oh, my God.
All born in 1965.
That was a wonderful year for you.
Wonderful year.
Well, I guess that makes sense. You turned into a sex machine.
Hey!
What else can a sex machine do than rear 14 kids?
Absolutely.
So, yeah, I'm not even going to ask him all the names.
James Jr.
Yeah.
James 1.
That's 2.
James 2.
James 2.
James 3.
It's funny because James 3 is the fourth kid.
Mm-hmm.
James, I'm assuming 4 is the fifth kid.
That's James 5. I skipped 4. James 5.
So now we're back on track. Mm-hmm. You probably caught it and said, wait a minute.
Wait a second. Yeah.
This is going to be confusing to everybody.
Yeah. Jamesha.
Okay.
Jameson.
Oh.
J-Mo. Uh-huh. Jameis Winston.
I've lost track. Let's say that's 7.
It's 8.
It's 8.
Jameis Winston.
It's 9.
Jameis and Mash.
Ooh.
That was when I met you in London.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. And the rest of them.
So you didn't name them all at once when they were born.
No, I took multiple times.
Right, you waited a couple of months.
Wait a couple of months.
So Jameson Mash was nameless.
Yeah.
So he was just, you know, give that bottle to this guy, this unnamed little baby right now.
Now I'm going to go to London. I gave the bottle to him. I said, now I'm going to go to London and play some pranks on people.
You watch after your brothers and sisters.
Yes. The oldest one, well, they all the same age, wasn't good. It wasn't a good parenting. But Tina B, hopefully that helps.
Yeah, hopefully that helps, Tina.
Why, let your oldest kids watch your youngest kids.
Nate, let the oldest kids watch the youngest. The oldest ones will say, here's the rules. Do them or you're going to get busted.
Absolutely.
The way I did it with the young man in my life.
The young man?
Yep, the young son of mine whose name is Julian.
Ah!
I told him, I might not be around for too long, so you're gonna have to figure it out.
Absolutely.
Go ask your teacher what the rules are.
Absolutely. That's good parenting right there.
That's good parenting because I didn't want to set rules for him. Here's what you do as a parent. This is just parenting advice for anyone. You want to be a kid's best friend. You don't want to be the person who sets any rules. Let the kid decide. You want to be a cool, hip person.
Me and all 14 of my kids have a football team.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
What do you play?
11-on-11 against other families. And we got 3 reserves.
Other families of 14 kids?
Mm-hmm.
God, there must not be that many people in the league.
I'm all-time quarterback. I play quarterback for
both teams. That's a nice gig.
Yeah. You never, you know, you play quarterback both teams, you never have to defend.
Never do anything. You get all the glory. Sorry, yep. You get some interceptions, but who cares? The touchdown passes are all the glory.
Well, I always throw interception to my kids. I'm cheating!
Oh, I see.
Mm-hmm.
How do you do in the league?
Oh, we're undefeated.
I would hope so. A big trophy at the end of this league? Anything like that?
Huge trophy.
How big?
Big old peach, about the size of a baby pig. What you do is you take a bite of the peach.
Right.
You pull a pit out. Pit's the size of a football, and you use the peach pit as the football.
You ever accidentally bit into one of those peaches, and you hear like, ew!
Yeah.
And, oh, wait, this is actually a baby pig.
Mm-hmm. Eating peaches in the dark.
Have you ever considered that for an album title?
Eating peaches in the dark?
Are you making music?
I'm making some music.
I'm throwing questions at you left and right. I'm very inquisitive today.
I love it. I'm McDonald's.
So are you making music?
Making a little music.
Yeah.
Yes. And you just gave me an inspiration from album title, Eating Peaches in the Dark.
Uh-huh.
Because we're recording the album in Augusta, Georgia.
Perfect.
And you know, I think now it's time for me to change my sound up.
Right. Oh, yeah, maybe.
A little less grunting.
Are you still in the soul R&B world?
Still soulful.
Okay.
A little less grunting.
Okay.
Yeah.
Maybe a little harmonizing.
A little harmonizing.
Find me here.
I'll find you there.
Perfect. Yeah, you can, if you want to grab the audio from the engineer, you can use that for a sample.
Absolutely. Sure. I'll sample it.
Yeah. Take this too, what you're doing. Just use what you did. Eddie, if you want to lay down any type of beat or melodies or anything right now, I'm going to, I do want to say, hope that helped, Tina.
Hope that helped, Tina B. Tina B!
I'm going to find the next question. If you want to grunt or be melodic, anything you want to do.
I'm grunting. While I find the next question, get the question. Read it on the paper.
Okay, I think I got the good one. John, what can we do to stop this tectonic shift? I know that my peers and I are all very concerned about the movement of the Earth's crust. Thanks, Garrett. I'm going to just say semi-joking, there's some truth to this, but the only crust I care about is a pizza crust.
No!
You know.
Because you're Italian.
No, but I'm from Europe, which is close to Italy.
I've been to Italy. It was 1965.
Uh-huh. Where you were going after I met you.
Yeah.
Right.
Headed straight to Italy.
You said we were at a pub, I remember. We were both, sitting in a huge beer glass.
Mm-hmm. I had a show in Rome.
Right. You said the Italian food in London sucks. I said, well, we're not known for that. And you said, I'm out of here.
Mm-hmm.
And thankfully, you had a show in Rome.
I got on a Learjet and went straight to Italy.
Yeah. And how did you like it there?
Loved it.
Meatballs the size of?
Meatballs the size of baby pigs. And what you do is you got to open up the meatball. You got to bite in it. And there's a pit in the meatball. Because they grow the meatballs on trees in Italy. People don't know that. Meatballs go on trees,
right.
Grow on trees, and you got to bite into it. And then, it's going to be some marinara sauce that run down your arms. What you do is you take a lick from your elbow all the way up to your hand.
Right.
Get the marinara sauce back in your mouth. Get it in your mouth.
Okay. Let me ask you something, James. I'm just sort of curious about, I just want to run a little experiment for you. If you're eating an ice cream cone, how do you do that?
Oh, first you got to bite into it, top of it.
Yeah.
Pull that pit out.
Okay.
Because ice cream grows on trees.
Right.
And on cow's farms.
Sure.
Now, and it's going to run down your arm.
Right,
so you take, and I don't know if I've explained this technique before.
Yeah.
You take your tongue, you go down to your elbow.
Right.
You lick it all the way up to your hand.
Similar to the meatball.
Get that,
which
similar.
Very similar to
is that what I said that? Oh, no. Sorry, I was dead for a while.
No, I know. It takes a little bit to get what's happening with food
stuff.
Snappy
again,
But you don't have to lie to me. And do you even eat ice cream?
You're right, John. I don't eat no ice cream, John. I'm lactose intolerant.
I guess I'll say that was a real gotcha moment because I lied to you the first time we met.
You got me.
And you lied to me. And I feel like we're even.
We even now.
And I know how it feels now, and I apologize.
53 years later.
You got me.
You got me, John.
Mark it down. The slate is even.
Right. I've been keeping the slate and mark it down on this chalkboard. All right.
That's a big chalkboard you wheel around.
Mm-hmm.
Is it worth it?
Teach kids arithmetic.
Anyone who comes up to you, or you're tracking them down?
They say, James. I say, yeah. They say, you teach me some arithmetic. I say, line up. Get up. On the fraction.
Get on the scene.
Yes.
With a math machine.
Like a math machine. Abacus!
What? So some of those grunts that you're hitting surprise me. Because they're good. They're very good. There was one you did just a second ago that made the sort of room reverberate. And I was impressed.
Thank you.
As a musician, I'm impressed when other musicians are good.
Thank you.
You're welcome. What were we just talking about? Abacus. Do you think your career would have been any different? And I think it would have been if you were named the James Brown, the math machine.
I think my career wouldn't have gone the place that it went. Because, math is accepted around the world, but sex is accepted around the world.
Right. And the phrase, we all know, sex sells, math smells.
Yes, exactly. Right. Math smells like shit.
And it's the hardest, it is the hardest thing you can do with numbers.
Is make them smell good.
Is math.
Yeah.
Good smelling math is, that's Good Will Hunting stuff.
As they say in France, les impossibles.
Yeah. Now, am I correct in hearing this rumor? Am I correct about this rumor that French bread in France grows on trees?
Yeah, see, okay. you go over there. I've been in France. It's 1965.
Right, sure.
And they got baguettes growing on the trees. So I said, pick one.
Right.
Pick myself. And you open it up, and already inside of it, it's full of cheese. No pits and bread.
That's that would be pits insane. It's insane to think of that.
That would be insane.
Right.
And so the crumbs run down your shirt. Uh-huh. So what you do is you take your elbow.
Right.
And you rub it across your shirt to get all the crumbs on your arm. Then you take your tongue and you rub it up your arm, you know. Get all the crumbs in your mouth.
So you don't eat a meal without licking your arms.
No. My arms are constantly clean as a cat.
That's good. Where were we here with Garrett? Let's see. Tectonic shift. Are you worried about this type of thing? Here's my advice. Anytime, if you're worried about the plate shifting around, if you have glue and you're outside, pour a little on the ground. Help keep the earth in shape, I guess.
That's a good idea. The only thing I'm worried about with the tectonic plates is my grave being missing when I get back to it.
No. Oh, you do want to go back.
Eventually.
This is just a little stay for you.
Yeah, a little stay.
Okay.
Make sure the country is all right.
Uh-huh.
You know, because James Brown and not the country. If the country ain't got James Brown, James Brown ain't got the country.
That's right.
So, got to stay a little while. But I'll go back eventually. You know, get tired, get sleepy. And go back there. But for now, I'm living in my house in Augusta, Georgia.
You know who's probably very excited about this tectonic plate shift?
Who's that lady?
Map makers.
Who was it? Map makers?
Yeah, because
I thought you went Matt Makers. Remember him? He was a radio engineer.
Matt Makers was?
Yeah.
How's he doing?
Yeah, he's dead.
Oh.
He ain't come back.
He doesn't want to. Something's not for everybody.
I talked to him before I left.
Some people get in the ground and they say, that's fine.
Mm-hmm.
I like the alone time. I like to do a little reading down here.
Absolutely.
Read every book ever. You got all the time in the world.
All the light from the lava.
Yeah.
In the earth's core.
Now, if you touch that lava, what would you have to do?
You go, hey! It's hot there.
This is reminding me of a sketch from SNL.
Yeah.
All those years.
I saw that.
And that was what, 65 that came out?
That was 1983. Did not like it.
You didn't?
Didn't like it. Thought it was a mockery of me.
You didn't think that was, a nice homage to me and my kind of playing with my personality in a fun way. You said, this is not right.
Not right. I don't get no hot tub. No,
you don't?
Mm-mm.
You have stiff muscles.
Stiff muscles. I can only get in cold tubs. See me and my family play football. You gotta ice yourself. Ice yourself. Ice.
That all checks out to me.
Yeah.
I said map makers they'd be happy about a tectonic shift because then the countries start moving around. Hey, drop some new maps.
Yep.
Make some more of that do-re-mi.
Exactly.
You know, if I ever find this, I say do-re-mi, talking about money, when I'm talking to musicians.
Mm-hmm.
And they get what I'm talking about.
I know exactly what
you're
saying. Do-re-mi.
Do-re-mi. Fe la si to.
Do-re-mi fa sol la ti do.
Do-re-mi fa sol la ti to. And other people, normal people hear do-re-mi and they say, what? What are you doing?
They don't get it.
And I look at them and I dip my glasses just a little bit and I say, it's a musician thing.
Musician thing, you don't get it. Give me a clap, John. Clap. Ah, hey. Do. Dear. A female dear. I said, Ray. A drop of golden sun. Me. A name. I call myself Fa. A long, long way to run. Ooh, that's far.
I love it.
Yeah.
And I get that. And as a musician, that type of thing doesn't freak me out. You do that, if you're on the subway or something, and you do that to someone, they look at you like, get away from me.
Look at you like you're a dead man. Come back.
I don't want to clap. I'm here. I want to listen to my audiobook.
Exactly. Make my nose bleed thinking about audiobooks. I read my books.
Make my nose bleed.
Make my nose bleed.
All right, Garrett, I hope that helped. Now, James,
mm-hmm.
I've had a wonderful time with you.
I've had a wonderful time with you.
Did you feel like you helped anyone?
I feel like I helped Tina B.
Right.
I feel like I helped Garrett G. I feel like...
It wasn't Garrett G, but I would go there, too.
I feel like I helped you and me. Feel like I helped the land and the sea.
Do you fish much?
Fish all the time.
Fishing can... That's the real fuck you to the ocean.
Yeah.
Because it says...
You're taking their people.
They're taking his friends.
Imagine if big old lions came down on Earth.
Right.
By giant fish.
Right.
And they caught us in our mouth. They dangled things in front of us and we were putting our mouths like a McDonald's cheeseburger.
They cut through our cheeks. You know, certain punk rockers on the scene, they'd say, oh, sign me up. I like to have a hook going through my mouth. That's the look, man. Well, it's not for everyone.
Not for everybody.
The punk rock look is not for everyone.
I need my cheeks pristine.
Yeah. You've got great cheeks.
Thank you.
And I'm not talking about...
my ass.
That's right. That was the comedy routine you and I did on the Ed Sullivan Show.
I remember, 1965.
Right. And what did they? They bleeped us to Kingdom Come, and then they wouldn't air it.
Yeah. Exactly.
But it was good. But my band came back and we played, and that was, what is that, 65? I don't remember the year. But
1965.
All right. James, do you have anything to plug?
No. Just follow me. When you see me on the street, say, hey, James. I say, yeah.
And keep a lookout for that album.
Keep a lookout for that album.
Peaches in the Dark.
Eating Peaches in the Dark. You can find it on Twitter and Instagram. At Damn It Carl.
Oh, yeah. You're doing an Instagram release.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's interesting. So all the songs are a minute long.
On Instagram
at
TV.
At the most.
You can go longer now. You can get a whole hour.
Oh, great. So each song is an hour?
Yeah.
God, boy, that's going to be a...
I've been dead a long time.
You've got a lot to say.
Yeah.
Well, as for me, the only thing I'll promote is, if you're feeling tired in the morning, grab a coffee and wake yourself up. All right, folks. Good luck out there.